Hi, I'm Louise Poole, and this is the Rainbow Briefing for Tuesday the 13th of January, your daily LGBTQIA plus news catch-up, recorded and produced on Yugambeh and Yuggera land. Sovereignty was never ceded. Australian footballer Josh Cavallo has alleged that homophobia at Adelaide United is the real reason he left the A-League club. Cavallo made history in 2021, the first male player in any top-tier league worldwide to come out while still playing. In an Instagram post overnight, he said his departure last May had nothing to do with football, that he was sidelined for politics, not injuries, and that teammates mocked a photo of him and his partner in a group chat. He wrote that decisions were made not because of his talent, but because of who he chose to love. For the first time, he said he actually questioned whether he should have kept his sexuality a secret. Adelaide United has categorically rejected the allegations. The timing is notable. Adelaide's annual Pride Cup match is this Saturday. Cavallo is now playing in England. He says moving to the UK has helped him to breathe again. Queensland trans advocacy group QTrans is demanding a public meeting with Health Minister Tim Nicholls. As we approach the first anniversary of the Queensland government's ban on gender-affirming care for new patients under 18, QTrans says the minister needs to face the young people his policy affects. President Brianna Hammond says young trans Queenslanders are feeling alienated and want their voices heard. In a letter to the minister, QTrans said he cannot hide from decision-making and accountability. The organisation is calling for a public forum on a Saturday between mid-February and March. No preconditions, just direct conversation. This comes as the LGBTI legal service prepares for a court challenge to the ban, with a hearing expected next month. Irish actor Andrew Scott, you know him from All of Us Strangers and as the priest in Fleabag, has been cast in Elsinore, a new film about gay British actor Ian Charlson. Charlson starred in Chariots of Fire and gave a legendary performance as Hamlet in 1990 while living with AIDS. He died 2 months later at 40. At a time when fear and secrecy ruled, Charlson asked that his cause of death be made public, becoming one of the first British celebrities to have their death openly attributed to AIDS. Scott will portray Charlson preparing for that final extraordinary performance. And Midsummer Festival officially opens this weekend with the Midsummer Carnival at Alexandra Gardens. Melbourne's premier queer arts festival runs through to February 8th, featuring over 180 events across 3 weeks. And if you're planning ahead, headliners have been announced for Victoria's Pride Street Party on February 8th. First Nations Wiradjuri and Filipinx artist Moju will lead the lineup, joined by Tandi Phoenix, Umbra Moon, Kevin Sylvester and Armana Khan. More than 50,000 people are expected to fill Gertrude and Smith Streets in Fitzroy for the free all-day celebration. That's the Rainbow Briefing for Tuesday, the 13th of January. I'm Louise Poole, and this is independent queer community media. Your support is crucial to its success. Share the bulletin, tell your community, and if you've got news to share, head to rainbowbriefing.com.au.